can.
I
a cylinder.
Canisters of NOS, not bottles.
Yeah.
Is it?
Like full, yeah,
a tank.
A full tank of NOS, yes.
Hey. A tank of NOS.
Yeah. That's what we should call them now. Yes. Tanks.
Need a can. Well, because the NOS energy drink used to come in that weird, like.
Yeah, it did.
It had that weird, like, triangle top, yeah, that looked like, right, an actual tank, like, of NOS.
Yeah. Yeah. And they realized that that was probably too expensive.
Too freaking awesome.
Yeah.
Too awesome for its own.
I like, we could probably sell this in the can. Just
keep it in one, yeah, in my car.
Like
a CO,
it looked like it an aluminum, uh-huh, CO2 can. Like,
yeah. I used to have two of them taped underneath my bumper.
Yeah.
It was pretty sweet.
I had it in the... In the glove department. Glove, yeah, department.
The glove department.
Yeah. You back gloves. Ladies' lingerie. Glove department. Golf supplies.
Menswear.
Oh, God.
Perfect.
Day three, guys.
That's this time.
That's today. Day three. It's been a day, almost.
About 9 hours.
Yeah. So, today's awards are best writing in a video game. Best 3DS remake, best world, most competitive experience, or best competitive experience, and best shooter, and trend to end in 2011.
All right, oh,
yeah,
let's do it.
Yeah, I'll mention it when we come to trend to end, because I just thought of one that I want to add there.
Okay,
but just remind me.
Okay,
that's
I will.
What you said last night. Yeah,
yeah. Fuck that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Cool. F it. Best writing. Our contenders are Portal 2, Uncharted 3, You Don't Know Jack, Deus Ex Human Revolution, L.A. Noire, and Saints Row the Third. Any other additions?
How can Saints Row even be on that? It's just a fucking 5-year-old, like...
No, you should play Saints Row.
I think that Ryan's right. Saints Row shouldn't be on here. Because I don't... I think the scenario writing of it is good. But the actual, like, dialogue and writing of it...
I like that how ambiguous everything. There was only one time I heard one thing that I was just like.
I mean, there's definitely though, right? Some really good, like, funny moments in it, but as a whole, like, I don't think it's as great as some of the other ones on this list. Like, there's some great like little pieces of dialogue when you're driving the tank in the last mission, and they're like, "We might die in this. Do you have anything you want to get off your chest?" And the random stuff that they'll say, depending on, like, I've been told different things.
Mm-hmm.
First time I did the mission, my character said, I'm on a co-ed volleyball team.
That is not, nope. I'm trying to remember what mine said. I know Oleg
my dude
confesses
said,
his love about Kinsey, but.
The other one, when I played that mission again, he said that he's read Jane Eyre 16 times. I thought it was hilarious.
That might be what I read. Man,
I don't think that Saints Row stacks up against some of these other ones.
Yeah. There's one, like, overwhelming thing that I think L.A. Noire should definitely be on there.
Okay.
That's number one.
L.A. Noire.
Yeah.
What about Deus Ex? Great writing? Good writing?
Yeah, it was pretty good. I mean, that... Just the fact that they could take it so many angles, and it still kept me intrigued, and I like Deus Ex. That should be on the list. And Portal 2, I didn't play that one.
So I was thinking...
Portal 2 is pretty
good. Portal 2 definitely is on here. Like,
it sounds funny from what you guys have told me.
From everything that... The potato. I mean, all the nonsense that happens with that. With Wheatley's, like, leap of faith to all the different times he's in space.
Space.
I mean, I think that kind of just puts that in the bag right there.
The fucking sphere that...
the misinformation sphere.
Yeah, the misinformation sphere.
Yeah.
Fucking
Abraham Lincoln wrote the Declaration of Independence in a dream.
The first man to drink milk was very, very thirsty. Great.
Yeah. Uncharted 3, that'd stay on the list. You could let it go. My favorite thing about the Drake and Cutter stuff was good, and, you know, the incidental stuff with, like...
The overall story was just...
Yeah. Okay.
We had our big conversation about how that Uncharted was not all that great.
Okay.
Story-wise. At least I thought we had a conversation about it. Maybe I dropped it.
So, that leaves Portal 2, You Don't Know Jack, Deus Ex, and L.A. Noire. I think you don't know Jack needs to stay.
Because
that game is all writing.
Yeah.
100%.
I'm fine with that because, yeah, that game, really, really amusing.
Buoyant Baby Water Cribs.
I'm okay with that game.
Because waterbeds aren't just for swinging 80s dudes anymore.
Nope. Nope.
Yeah. So the one we remove, Portal, or we would, Deus Ex and L.A. Noir between those two?
I'd rather have L.A. Noir on the list.
Than Deus Ex?
Mm-hmm.
I think the writing in L.A. Noir is much better than Deus Ex. Quite a bit. I think
it's thumbs up.
John's drinking noises agree.
Check it out.
So, L.A. Noir, You Don't Know Jack, and Portal 2?
Ding, ding, ding.
Best of those three?
Either L.A. Noir or Portal 2.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say that we can let You Don't Know Jack go on that one, even though it is all writing. It's all goofy. Like, it's hilarious, but yeah. It's all goofy. Portal 2 is, I think, really intelligent.
I agree. But,
well, I only played that one.
Oh,
I
mean, man.
Yeah.
And, well, between from You Don't Know Jack and L.A. Noir, I think L.A. Noir definitely is the winner there. So.
Okay.
Man. I'm starting to remember, like, all of the dialogue in Portal 2.
Okay.
Like, just learning all about the character of, what's his name?
Cave Johnson's Cave Lemons Johnson's. To Lemons speech.
Yes. Right? When life gives you lemons. Burn life's house down. Fucking great.
Don't make lemonade. Throw a grenade.
Yeah.
Molotov cocktail into life's house.
Yeah.
Yeah. Moon rocks. Yeah.
Moon
rocks. Yeah. I would say between the GLaDOS stuff, the Wheatley stuff, and the Cave Johnson stuff, it's all just so good.
Really good. Even though they're weird twists with GLaDOS, I kind of saw it coming.
Yeah, but I don't think that was supposed to be a complete shock. Like, the build-up to it, I think it's supposed to be pretty obvious.
Yeah.
The final twist, though. The
final twist about that, though, I was just
great.
Like...
Absolutely great. I was just like,
perfect. Yeah. Got it.
Yeah. And like you said, even in the co-op, like how it still goes on there.
Yeah, and it's really good there.
Just make you question what's going on.
Yeah.
So Portal 2.
Yeah, give it to Portal
2. Best writing.
Ryan, 2011. You should play Portal 2.
Should play Portal.
I want to play it, but I didn't want to spend $60 on it. So.
No, fair enough. It's probably cheaper now.
It's cheaper now. Yeah, I'd say it's worth $60 too.
You think so?
Yeah.
Like, how long did you play it?
I don't know.
78.
I beat it.
Like
8 hours?
8 hours.
8 hours? I don't think that's worth $60.
Oh, really? How many games did you play this year that were 8 hours long?
I spent
Gears of War?
Yeah, I've put a good 200 hours in that.
Wait, hey, you got to get achievements for Portal 2 as well, just like any other
game. Yeah, they're pretty tough.
So, I mean, your 8 will turn into your however many.
Online co-op. All right, so best writing goes to Portal 2. Best 3DS remake. I think this will be pretty quick. Zelda, Legend of Zelda, Ocarina of Time, Star Fox 64, 3DS, Super Street Fighter 4, or Dead or Alive 3DS.
Well, this is all you guys, obviously.
Yeah. Well, and it's mostly, John, you played the most remakes on... Well, I think we pretty much said it would be Ocarina of Time, right?
I think so.
Because I would say Star Fox, but if they're stupid freaking... you can only play locally.
Yeah.
Like, just, the idea of putting your dude of your face with the camera above the plane, so it, like, it does the... dip-da-dip-da-dip-da-dip at you.
It's good, but...
But you can only play locally doing that is so missing the point.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, faces are already there in the room.
Mm-hmm. While it's good, like they remade it for 3D and everything fairly well. It just Zelda holds up a lot better.
Yeah,
and the 3D works really well in that game.
I think Street Fighter 4 needs to be taken off the list because of its brokenness. And how you can just press the button for instant combo.
Ultras. And,
yeah, so there's no input time on anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Like, you can break charge moves.
Yeah.
Dude, that sounds charge like my type of game.
Charge characters can just become input characters.
Yep.
Sounds like
that. Just by pressing a button.
Pressing a button.
Don't have to know anything. Weird. Dead or Alive had the really good, like, dynamic combo list where if you'd start doing a move, it'll show you on the bottom screen, like, what options of button presses you can do to go into do further combos. I thought that was super intelligent.
That's cool.
And what needs to be in
all,
like,
fighting games.
All fighting games, or at least like training modes in fighting games. Great. So best 3DS remake goes to The Legend of Zelda. Ocarina of Time.
Yeah, yo.
Cool.
Easy peasy.
That's easy. In the bag. Bam, best bam. World. So the contenders for this would be Dark Souls, Skyrim, Assassin's Creed 2 Revelations, Saints Row the Third, Arkham City, Infamous 2, Bastion, Dead Space 2. The world being defined as not just level design, but interesting sort of...
entire game area.
Yeah, like the design of it, as well as the... you know, the superficial pieces, like, you know, layout, colors, actual creation of it, and then just, like, how engaging is the world that you're living in? Like, would you want to be there? If you're going to spend your time, what world would you want to be spending your time in?
Saints Row. That's a world that I could get behind. But is it... If you're basing it entirely on whether or not I would want to spend time there... then that's my answer. But as far as, like, setting a tone for stuff...
well, I mean, does that outweigh, like, the other contenders for design? Because I think the Saints Row world is fairly standard. Like, the
it's a city. It's
some big buildings. There's some small buildings. Exactly. There's a couple islands with bridges.
Yeah, the world in and of itself is nothing too amazing.
There's a lot of shops.
Yeah,
you can buy clothing and guns in.
Yeah, it's a Saints Row city. It's, I mean...
and they're all great. It's all great.
It's good. It's just...
you have a base that's a nuclear power plant.
Mm-hmm. That's your home base?
That's my base.
One of them.
Yeah?
Yeah.
One Mine's of them.
Extra is your, big. Is that your safe spot?
My safe spot. Yeah. It's a happy place.
one of my friend's ex-boyfriend's place is also a crib. The hangout spot.
That place sucks.
It does suck.
Except it is funny that whenever...
can you upgrade it?
No, you can't. But the funny thing is, like, just in the way that game works is every time you're in there and you load up from that area, you are in that little room, they'll randomly put a gang member in the house occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
So for some reason, I've been hitting this thing where every time I walk out of the bedroom there's just a ninja in the kitchen drinking coffee.
Why not, man?
Yeah.
Why not? Exactly. In that game,
makes
why not?
Total sense.
What up, my ninja?
So does Assassin's Creed Revelations deserve to be on this? Is this a world that we think is Constantinople, a really awesome...
I think we've seen it before.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel like...
is it really that different
three years ago,
from Brotherhood?
I would have been like, whoa, awesome, but...
Brotherhood didn't happen, you'd be like, this place is so cool.
Yeah,
I kind of agree with
John,
that.
You were really about that bridge inside the Assassin's Hangout place.
Man, bridges inside of houses.
Love some bridges.
Nah, dude.
The bridge was really underwhelming, I thought.
If I could have a bridge in a house,
dude,
I would do it in a heartbeat. Shit, you're not.
No,
I'm thinking about building a bridge in my house
Jeff
right now.
Jeff Bridges in my house.
Well, now we're done. Which bridge would you like? Jeff Bridges.
I want the CGI Jeff Bridges.
And Cheech Marin.
If I could have a glass of coffee with Jeff Bridges on a bridge in my house.
Whoa.
Whoa.
Bridges on bridge.
Your hand.
Can we play bridge too?
Right now?
Bridges and bridges.
Can we play bridge too?
What?
Jeff Bridges.
No.
No. Now you're being stupid.
Bridge.
So let's have a bridge to our next.
I think that Assassin's Creed Revelation should not be on here. Right. I feel like that world is stale, even from the outset.
Yeah.
The Animus world could have been cool, but it's not.
Oh, what? No, dude, let's go
Black
back.
Animus Island? Fuck. Best thing
Island.
Ever.
The worst thing. What about the Infamous 2 world?
Saints Row nonsense.
I would say it's much like Saints Row nonsense.
City.
But
there's subways. Have you ever noticed this?
I don't think I ever noticed that there were subways.
There are subways.
Can you ride them?
No.
Okay.
I mean, there are.
Wow.
No.
How did I miss that?
No. You're misunderstanding me. There are Subways. Like, I can go
like
buy
a sandwich
hoagie.
Shop.
Like, Subway is in that game.
Huh. Didn't know that.
Really weird. Subway getting its plugs on.
Sure.
With Sony.
Yeah, true. Good point. Something dirty is going down
in
there.
Infamous and in
Subway Game of the Month.
Uncharted. Yeah, our Subway Game of the Month.
They were selling it at a discounted price, man.
Well, that was the Uncharted stuff. You could get like a Drake $5 Subway hat. Flip-flops.
Yeah.
If you got your coupon ridiculous. From Subway.
I want a Drake balaclava.
That's just
from
like
Subway.
A sub? Like a BMT?
No.
Your character. I would pay the price of a sub to get.
Scarf thing.
Oh.
Okay. Hats. I want the scarf.
I thought you meant a balaclava, like the hood that you put over your head that looks like a ski mask.
But all that is just a fucking fancy scarf dressing. That's all it is. Not an actual hood.
No, like the balaclava is like a terrorist mask. It's like it has the nose cover and it's just the eyes and the mouth cut out and it's like, get in the van. If I could pay $8 and get a skin for Drake that was just you playing as a fucking Subway sandwich.
Yes. Perfect.
Punching guys.
Perfect.
But that's a different game. Anyway.
It is a different game.
So, Infamous 2 is not on here. So that leaves Skyrim, Dark Souls, Saints Row the Third, which I think we can probably throw that out too.
I think Skyrim was amazing because it was so big and there's just so much, like, so many things. And it just keeps getting bigger, man. Yeah. Like, I'm still going out further into the map. I have not seen the edge of the world yet.
Like, that's crazy.
Have you?
No.
Like,
I mean, I haven't pursued the edge of the world.
Just think there's a bridge out there.
Columbus, that shit.
Well, from what
wraps around on itself.
What I hear is the edge of the world leads into other worlds, but you can't actually access them.
It leads into Oblivion.
It leads into Morrowind. Elder Scrolls 5 and Elder Scrolls 3.
Elder Scrolls 5?
5.
Or 4. It loops back around on itself.
I can only hope it leaks like right into 5.
So a whole other game.
4 and 3?
Yeah, 4 and 3.
43. Mm-hmm. Is it a bridge to Morrowind?
What about Bastion? Does that deserve to be on this list?
Yeah, that deserves to be on the list.
Is that a world?
That is something we've never seen before.
Cool.
Like that, it was so interesting, intriguing. Like just the fact that the world appears as you go there. Like,
yeah, that's true.
It's not even there, and then it shows up as you walk over it. Like that.
Yeah.
You've never seen that before.
Yeah.
I think it deserves to be on the list.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. Well, we'll look at other stuff. Dead Space 2. Does the world of Dead Space 2 deserve to be on here?
I think it's interesting, but I don't think
space,
it's...
right?
It's mostly corridors and space.
It's space, but it's...
Subway tunnels. Space tunnels.
Bridges.
I would say
school.
The best part about Dead Space 2 world was when you went back to Ishimura, which is just Dead Space. So,
well, yeah. There was the whole there's the school, the shopping complex, and there was
the planet that you fell onto.
Yeah, well. Yeah, there's the whole ending part of it where it's like you...
Well, there's like the weird church, like the Unitarian church thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where those dog aliens were coming at you.
Yeah.
I don't know, though. Like, I just feel like the most of it is pretty unremarkable.
Yeah. I mean, it's all right. It's good, but it's not super, super amazing.
I like how it had been significantly fleshed out from the first Dead Space. Like, which is just the ship and kind of non-inspired.
Yeah.
This one just seemed to have a little more depth, but I think the most memorable part is going back to that location. You're like, this is so weird, there's plastic over everything.
Yeah. Kept waiting for a lot of things to happen in that place, too.
Yeah, and it took a really, really long time.
I really wanted to put a mop through somebody, but it never happened.
A mop?
Well, that was also another thing. I was really expecting that to be an achievement when I finally did it, too. I was like, this has to be a thing. Like, kill dude with a mop.
Like, you, like, put it through them?
Yeah.
Which end?
I don't know. The business end of the mop.
Business end of the mop.
Depends on what business you're doing.
Exactly. Depends on how you want to clean house.
I think we should take that.
Yeah, you can take Dead Space off.
Dead Space off. Dead Island, does that deserve any mention at all?
I think it deserves a mention. But it's nothing...
I mean, it was cool as to how it's everything was just like a zombie movie trope, where you're like, this is the resort. This is the jungle island with a mysterious laboratory in it. This is like your military base.
The very first... Yeah.
Kind of. It was like a super hotel.
The very first part, like, had me amazed. But then I went into the city, and I was like, this isn't as cool as the resort was. Like, the very first, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's like three worlds in that. First world I was blown away by, but the second and third I was like, okay.
Yeah.
So, if it was all that first world and the whole game could have taken place there and it was just bigger, then it would have been more deserving. But I think we can take it off the list.
Okay. So, Dark Souls, Skyrim, Arkham City, and Bastion.
Oh, we didn't even talk about Arkham City.
No, we haven't talked about Arkham City yet.
Which?
Does Arkham City deserve to be on this list for design? Or for best world?
I think, yes.
Anybody think you think it should be?
I think the majority of the time playing that game, you spend it not in that world.
Really?
I mean, you spend it...
I spent hours just flying around and ziplining and going up and down.
Let me say this again. The majority of the game, you are in other parts of the world. You're not...
That shouldn't detract from it. Like, the fact that you're in, like, the courthouse doesn't mean you're not in the world. Like, it's not open world. Just how it's...
Yeah.
I don't think it should be on the list because it just seemed like an open space to put a bunch of collectibles in. Like, the world seemed to be designed about... The world design was second to cramming all these puzzles and collectibles into it. And it had that dumb freaking hole in the middle where you could never fly into.
Yeah.
Which
Because, again, it's...
The Arkham facility.
You can only go there because it's story-driven.
Well, you can go into it, but it's like a loading issue, so you have to load into it and take these annoying routes to get in there. I mean, I liked the depth to it, like how you would have different areas. Like, you know, you'd have the courthouse, you'd have the police station, the subways that you could go into, and all of them had things to do and things to collect and explore, but like it really just didn't, it seemed just kind of flat. The Arkham City.
I kind of
will agree with that. I think there's better worlds that we have on this list.
I don't know if I'd completely agree with you, but I believe there are better worlds on the list.
I think Arkham City is definitely worthwhile talking about, but I don't think it stacks up against these other ones we have here.
Mm-hmm.
Like Skyrim, it's just so sprawling, so interesting, so intertwined with like everything that's going on. Like if you destroy the economy of one city, like it messes the city up, like by burning all their lumber.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't even done that. Yeah.
Yeah, or when you start siding with factions and you conquer the cities, or how certain places are allied with certain... certain factions, and they respect you differently based on how you're aligned or what your race is.
Mm-hmm.
You're the Stormcloaks, right? You did that whole story. Did you do that part?
No.
No? Did you find them, all the Jarls? They're all just hanging out in a room together. Like, after every city you take over, there's like five Jarls just sitting in a room with their stewards, just hanging out.
Huh. Weird.
That's really weird.
I did come across a very weird glitch in that game where...
Which one?
What, right. But... go to... This happens everywhere in all the major cities. Go, like, talk to Jarl, and then go check out the Jarl's bedroom. Jarl's in his bed.
Really?
Awesome. And it's like...
There's two Jarls? Wait, the one you're talking to is probably the double.
There are two Jarls.
Like, it's like a Fidel Castro thing.
Freaking weird. I'm always just like...
Doesn't want to get assassinated.
You were just sitting in the chair in the throne room area.
You don't know how fast that man can move.
Apparently, while I was sitting there staring at the loading screen...
You live in a world of dragons. Like, it's entirely possible that man warped into bed.
Fair enough. Fair enough. There's a warp spell that I am not familiar with.
How many times have you guys killed a guy and then he just gets up and just walks in place? Or
no, zero. I have not had
this. Never? That's happened probably 15 times to me.
I have had animals just blip them to the top of the room and just get stuck there.
Like in the ceiling? Like a bear's feet hanging from the ceiling?
And I can't kill them, and then I just walk away, and then they blip back and just start fighting me again. And I'm just like, whoa, this is so weird.
Did you get that email I sent you?
Did you get that thing I sent you?
No? I've sent you guys like 3 emails of, like, after I kill a guy, their feet will go crazy and they'll just start tap dancing all over the place.
I've seen those. Yeah, you've seen those ones.
Yeah.
Yeah, just the weird ragdoll nonsense.
Yep. They just keep going, man. They don't stop.
So, Dark Souls is the only one we haven't discussed yet.
Man, Dark Souls is good.
I need to play the game.
Pretty good.
It's really good. It's big. And
it's pretty cool in how it's designed.
Yeah.
But it does seem kind of featureless. Like, a lot of it just comes from inferring as to what's going on here.
Yeah.
There's this giant castle.
I mean, yeah. There's no major story to be told with the landscape. But I just think the level of detail and scale, and for the most part, there's no loading that goes on in that world either.
Yeah.
Like, that's really impressive that that's as big as it is, and you don't load into the areas.
Like, right, well, I mean, I don't know.
You could say that about Skyrim too, though.
Well, you do load a lot, but I also think that's not that big of a deal. Like, loading, schmoding, man, who cares?
Loading, schmoding.
Who cares if it's... it's really impressive that it's all seamlessly integrated. Like, I think it's more interesting that you just walk from one location and you're in the next location. Like, there's not a...
Mm-hmm.
Like, Skyrim kind of falls prey to the world maps syndrome of, like, it's like a map. And I go from point A to point B, whereas this is, like, an actual existing world where you have to move from A to B to get to C. You can't just loop around.
Yeah.
Like, I don't
know. There's no fast travel in that game?
No.
No, there's no map. Yeah. Or wait, there is a map, isn't there?
Is there any bridges?
Are you sure? There's no map?
Bridges?
There might be a map, but if...
it's okay. Possible.
No, so okay, so I have seen a map for it, whether or not a map exists in the game.
Mm-hmm.
The thing of it is, even if a map exists in the game, because it might be the exact same map that I've seen online, that is not a fucking map.
Well, I also think that is problem with
that is an overview.
It is really interesting how that world is designed and laid out. But if you think of it in terms of like a reality, like it's like an M.C. Escher painting or picture, because it's like the way physically and spatially this is laid out, you couldn't actually do this.
Yeah, I don't like
if you can't go forward, up, and down. And then you can go forward, up, and down from those locations too, and not crash into the same location. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, but at the same time, it works really well.
Well, the game doesn't need to adhere to the rules of like physical locations. Like, you could have you think of it in terms of like space and time, where it's like you have point A and you have point B, and you have point C that's right in the middle of those two. But when you walk from A to B, just the way the video games work, like it says, like, okay, you're actually moving past C because you're taking this one funnel instead of this other funnel, which would lead you to C.
Right, but it's not... I feel like you're making it out to be magical and...
It is. It's impossible for the way that game is designed to actually, like, exist.
No, I think it is possible.
I don't think so, man. Because like the physical space that would occupy, I can't understand how that would work. You've got like this main hub area, and you've got a castle, and you've got like a graveyard. But then on the other side, you've got another kind of graveyard, and then you've got another place that swings around to where the castle is, and there's dragons. But then from around this side,
how do you think this does? Like, how do you think it's working it then? Just like the game is laying itself out in front of you as you're walking.
Yeah. Like I'm saying that the game isn't designed like a flat map. Like it's designed in a
No, like 3D no, space I'm aware. Like, where it is like you are moving, rather than moving on top of the world,
mm-hmm.
you are moving inside of it, like it's a giant spherical maze.
Right. So what I'm saying is, you.
But I don't.
You disregard rules of movement and like physical laws to go from point A to point B to C to D, because the game doesn't need to adhere to that.
I disagree with
that. But I don't think it's a... I'm not saying it's a bad thing. Like, I'm just saying it's weird if you think about
I think,
it.
I think it's weird if you think about it too much, but I think it... I think it's not doing anything preposterous.
It's cool design, but I don't think it's really interesting. Like, it's cool. I love how that world wraps around on itself, but I just don't think it's that engaging.
Okay, fair enough.
I can't really make an argument for this. Like, I think it's kind of interesting the way you're explaining it, but I don't really know what's...
it's really hard to fucking explain that world, because... you go inside of a painting at some point.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of...
And you can't come out until you kill that boss.
There's a lot of weird stuff in that game.
Yeah.
Bridges?
But why is there a painting?
Yeah. Fuck, who knows? Yeah. Why isn't there a painting?
Why is there a hydra in this pool?
Yeah, he's just hanging out. Killed him.
Who lived in this village once upon a time? Just the merchant, I guess.
Just that one crazy fucked up merchant that likes to sell you
moss. By himself?
There's a lot of houses with just dudes waiting for you in them.
A lot of like just fucking...
There's a lot of... would come today.
Monster closets.
Monster closet, that's the thing.
Monster closets.
Fucking doors.
Sounds like a video game in itself right there.
Just doors that are locked that I'm just like, somebody's going to jump out of that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I just know it. I've played video games before.
You get lock picks?
Unlock monsters?
Keys? You don't waste your time with picks?
Yeah, you can get like a skeleton key that'll open most doors.
Yeah.
But
you really don't ever need those doors opened.
No. Unless you want that monster.
You don't need those doors open, but...
So, Dark Souls, Skyrim, Bastion.
Which way? What?
Dark Souls, Skyrim, Bastion. This world.
You gotta say Skyrim.
Yeah, I'll give it to Skyrim. It's fine.
I think Skyrim's fine.
Yeah.
Like, in terms of interesting, engaging world. Like, world that also takes in the narrative. Like, the what's happening. Like, the conflict between the Imperial Army and the Stormcloaks, where nobody really is in the right.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, Stormcloaks are messed up because they're all backwards and dumb and like, racist. And Imperials are stupid because they don't really have a good answer to that, and they're just bowing down to authority. And the fact that you exist in this world, engage in it. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Ooh. And there's pretty awesome bridges.
There are bridges.
Some good bridges.
Yep. I think the bridge design is top-notch.
There's some good bridges in Dark Souls, too, though. Is there? If you want to come down to bridge.
Is this a new category I smell?
Bridges.
bridge of 2011?
I mean, technically, Bastion would pretty much be all bridges, too. So.
Yeah. It's just one big bridge.
That's all life is, man.
Except for when you're
getting from point A to point... There's a barge in Bastion.
Yeah.
It's kind of like a bridge.
Like, it's a moving bridge.
A barge? Yeah. Like, is it big and floating?
What's the name of the one barge?
I don't know.
Is the name barge in
floating like
I don't remember these locust things, dude. It's named barge in the game? Come on.
Yeah. It's the one that you're on that just gets destroyed. It's the fastest barge that in all of Ceylon. Dude, fuck you guys.
I don't remember it.
I love that barge.
Best world goes to Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Okay. Best competitive experience. Multiplayer competitive experience.
Gears of War 3.
That's the first choice. We also have Mortal Kombat, Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition, Killzone 3, Crysis 2, Brink, Battlefield 3, Uncharted 3, Assassin's Creed, Revelations.
There's a lot of games.
You don't know Jack.
MW3.
That's offensive.
MW3.
Which you can cross off right now, but just saying that's actually a game.
That's a game.
Okay. Well, I'm okay with crossing off a few things here. Like, Brink, first of all, needs to go.
Bye-bye.
That, yeah. enough bridges. Nobody played Battlefield. Well, we played a little bit, but nothing that's worthwhile talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Uncharted 3, meh. It's more. I mean, that plane was pretty cool, but that's about it.
Yeah.
We didn't really touch Assassin's Creed Revelations very much. Killzone 3 can go as well because, though I did really like it, I mean, it's kind of more of the same from Killzone 2.
Mm-hmm.
Modern Warfare 3, more of the same from Black Ops or Modern Warfare 2. Like, the improvements on it are so slight that it just doesn't seem very interesting. Like, right. I like the new Killstreak loadouts where you can still have fun in the game even if you're not good. But, yeah. Just the fact that I can't customize to that until I reach level 4, really frustrating. Just it takes me a really long time to get to level 4.
Yeah.
Why can't I just start out with being able to design my killstreaks?
Yeah. Or design anything, you know.
I'd
let you have
carrot on the stick, man.
I don't think Crysis 2 is all that great either. Okay. I mean, it's
bunny hopping.
Yeah, and even that's not very good. Like, I don't know, Crysis 2 is alright, and I played it for a little while, but it's not. The thing I'll say about that multiplayer is that's better than the actual game of Crysis 2.
Sure.
But beyond that, it's not the best on there.
Okay, so Mortal Kombat, well, I think we should take Street Fighter off, too. I don't even know why that's still there. So I guess we've got Gears of War 3, Mortal Kombat, and You Don't Know Jack.
Skylanders?
I would say anything. You Don't Know Jack, Mortal Kombat, and Gears of War 3. It can be. You play football.
Oh, awesome.
There's battle arenas.
Here's my list. Gears of War 3 and Gears of War 3 and Gears of War 3.
It's not a list.
Yeah. So tell me how the competitive play modes are different from Gears of War 2.
It's very revamped. The weapons, the rifles are...
So not just little minute specs like this gun does more damage than this gun, but are there significant leaps in...
Yes, it's completely different aspects of playing because the all three rifles are now... much more powerful. It's not just shotgun battling. Like, you know, it's much more of a team-based thing now because it's far away combat compared to what it used to be, which was everyone just running at each other with shotguns.
I don't know. People use that sawed-off a lot.
Not anymore.
No?
No. You don't see many people using that anymore. But that was fun for a while. And the fact that they have different play modes every weekend, like, you know... Do you want to play with only boom shots and sniper rifles? Because here's a playlist you can do that on. Or do you want to play with... Torque bow tag, yep. Do you want to play with... Everyone starts off with a digger and a pistol. Like,
bingo.
That's a thing.
Can you design those yourself, or do they have to
do it every? No, they just do it every weekend. They have something new that's like that, you know?
How many of those do you do before they just start getting ridiculous with it?
Everybody
starts off with a pistol with one bullet. That's it. Just go.
So they haven't done any melee, like all chainsaws. That'd be fucking cool.
Only chainsaws. Only retro lancers.
Yeah. See, there's so many possibilities.
So dildo bats. Perfect.
Yeah, and they keep releasing new maps every like month. New maps
for free?
Yeah. Actually, yeah. They have been for free.
Oh, didn't you play that ROM Shadow nonsense?
I didn't get it yet. No, that's not for free.
Okay.
The reason they're giving it to people for free, though, is because the servers were down for like a month. So it was not dedicated servers. It was just people hosting games. And that's so they said, well, we're sorry about that. Here's some free maps that we were going to charge you for.
Yeah.
Right.
Hmm.
So that's my list. That's my And you even liked it. You did not expect to play that online at all, and you found yourself playing it all night one night, remember?
Yeah, I played it for probably 2 days for maybe 5 hours.
And you...
Over 2 days.
You don't even do that, like...
No. I mean, I did it a lot with other games, like...
Did you?
Played a lot of Killzone online. If you want to go into just, like, what I was really into for a period, I was playing a ton of Killzone competitively.
I feel like this is...
Also spent pretty much 2 days straight of playing Battlefield.
Doesn't
say much for Battlefield, so...
Thing with me is, for Gears of War, I played it for a while, stopped playing it, and I have recently just been back into it. I've been playing it a lot again. I don't think I want to go back to Call of Duty, because it's just not as fun as Gears of War has been.
I just don't think Gears of War is different from what it was before.
It's very different.
But does it have to be different to win?
That's true. It doesn't need to be different to win, but like...
It just needs to be good, right?
Right. I mean, then Modern Warfare 3 should be a contender then, too. I think it's just as good as any of the other Modern Warfare online games.
No.
You know, it is significant. But if your issue is just the lag, that's your own fault for not having a good internet connection.
No, that's their fault, because everybody's...
Everybody's going to complain about lag because everybody is going to be just a baby, because it's online stuff. So everybody blames it on lag when they're not
winning. If we're talking about competitive multiplayer, lag is a huge issue for any game. That's a very big factor you need to have in there, and Gears of War has dedicated servers, so that's
a big
issue.
So does Modern Warfare.
No, it doesn't.
Yeah, it does. If it's on Xbox, it has dedicated servers.
Well, they suck.
It's the same servers. I mean...
No, do you not see that point? Like, if it is the same servers, then something is wrong with it. Like,
I don't think there's lag on Modern Warfare 3, though, what I've played.
The only thing I can think is there are probably more people playing Call of Duty than there are before.
Those servers are getting hit harder.
So you're just going to run into that.
I mean, it's still not an acceptable answer if that's what's causing those problems.
Far too much cursing going on.
Like, hey, remember how Elite is still down? Like, just because it was too many people.
They're charging you $50 for something that doesn't even work.
Well, don't buy it. I mean,
I didn't. Yeah,
I'm saying if an excuse is not there's too many people doing it, so it's too hard for us to handle right now. But
did you not expect that with the most anticipated game of all time?
Well, yeah. Hello. You would think that that company would be prepared
right
for that. But
yeah.
But also, hey, people are paying for a product that doesn't work, and they're still cool with it. So guess who's winning?
Activision, as always.
Yeah. This is probably all part of their plan, actually. No, we're going to do something.
This is also just the mentality of people that own Xboxes. Just going to pay for something that doesn't work so great.
Right. I mean...
And, hey, here's a big thing on Gears of War. The brand new play mode that they didn't even have before, Deathmatch. It used to be one death, you're done, you have to wait for a whole new round.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's Team Deathmatch, where you get 15 respawns, everybody has a pool of lives. Once those lives are gone, that's when the match is over, instead of first 2-5 rounds of victory, which they still have, but that's a new aspect that they didn't have. That changed the game dramatically, because now people are... You know, it's a very different style of gameplay, because you got to get the power weapons, but then you also have to figure out, how do I keep the power weapon? Like, do you want to use that last bullet, or do you want to not use it so they don't get it? Because it won't respawn until that weapon is gone. So, if that's your issue, how is it different? Then there you go.
That's still the same thing as all multiplayer games online have been. That's a ticket system. Battlefield's been doing it forever, too, you know?
So that's this category. That's you know, what does this category mean then?
So I would be okay with saying, fine, Gears of War can have it if you're saying that it has finally become a full and complete multiplayer experience. Like, 2 is lacking because it has flaws like not a really robust multiplayer venue of different game modes. If you're saying that there's really well supported with different maps and different competitions every weekend for free, I mean, as free as you can get on Xbox Live, that's great. The fact that there's a pretty ongoing community that's not just running exploits is good, too. I mean, do I think it's really, like, it's still shooting dudes online. Like, that's just really well supported.
So what are the other contenders for this?
Which is why, like, there? Mortal like, Kombat really, and You Don't Know Jack are...
Like, Mortal Kombat had major issues with the online stuff for...
Why? What were the issues with that?
I just seem to remember matchmaking not working very well.
That was because people would have the downloadable characters, and you'd have to, people would choose to not download the patch. So
the patch to see the down.
Right. So if you can't play online, that's kind of your own fault. But the filtering, that's an issue too. But I mean, I think it just is going to go to Gears of War by default, since there's nothing else. Maybe
it's you can continue to go back to it, and it is fun. And I mean, I guarantee if you were to pop it in, you'd have fun right now. And compared to Mortal Kombat, who wants to sit there and try to get in a game? I mean, Gears of War, you get in a game.
Well, also, I just don't think playing fighting games online is...
Right. No.
Has ever been entertaining.
You don't know Jack. I don't know.
You don't know Jack is somewhat flawed online because you can just memorize the answers.
Yeah,
to the
it's
questions.
A trivia game. You could be right next to a computer and...
No, you can't.
Well, because those questions are a little bit different. That's true.
But I mean, the fact that the questions are not like that, you can replay episodes. But again, it's not online competitive experience. It is competitive experience.
That's
so
true.
There's nothing that gives benefit to saying that if you're playing the game competitively in the same room, it makes it less than playing it.
Right.
You know, across internets. So fine. I mean, you can still play competitive Gears of War in the same room too, locally. Right, like you can split screen and play.
Definitely.
So,
and arcade mode, you know, they have that too. There's just another thing to tap.
High score, chase.
Yep.
So another year of unimpressive multiplayer. No. I would say.
Everything else was, but I was very impressed by Gears of War 3 compared to the last one.
Best competitive multiplayer game this year, Gears of War 3.
Yes.
Cool. Now, you want to talk about problems? How about contentious video game awards? Let's talk about the best shooter of 2011.
Oh, Christ.
On this list, we have Bulletstorm, Resistance 3, Modern Warfare 3, Killzone 3, Crysis 2, Brink, Battlefield 3, Duke Nukem, Gears of War, Uncharted 3, Dead Space 2, Space Marine?
Question. My list is Brink, Duke Nukem,
okay,
and Space Marine.
I'm gonna go ahead and tell you wrong.
I'm gonna go ahead and just say Space Marine needs to be off this list because the biggest problem with Space Marine is
walk and shoot things.
No, it's fine. It is a totally acceptable third person shooter. It's just why do you want to play Space Marine? Which one?
Red Faction.
The reason why you want to play Space Marine online is so you can make your Space Marine into whatever chapter, character, Warhammer nerdiness, like you can represent your dude. You are locked out of that until you're level 4.
What is up with level 4?
So,
it's
like
arbitrary number.
When I start playing that game, I don't want to have to level up to number 4. I want to be able to make my Space Marine dude as awesome as I can right away.
Huh. Weird.
Another reason why Gears of War is pretty awesome, because you don't need to be level 4. You can get everything from the get-go.
No, you can't.
Yeah, you can.
You have to earn your rewards to play as different skins.
Yeah, but you get every weapon.
Well,
like, you're not at a disadvantage for having something.
We're not going back to the well on this. I'm just tired of hearing.
No,
You won, Ryan. We're moving on.
Well, we're still talking about shooters.
So is Red Faction on this list, or is that just something you want to mention?
No, that was a good game.
Okay. Red Faction Armageddon?
Yes. That was a very good game.
Battlefield, we can get rid of that. Yep. Brink, we get rid of that. Duke Nukem, ha 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 ha.
Dude, Brink was amazing.
We can get rid of Crysis.
Crysis. Resistance 3 can go.
We can get rid of Uncharted.
Really?
You enjoyed shooting dudes in that game?
Well, I guess I did so less than I did.
I enjoyed doing
two,
it more so in Saints Row, which is not on this list.
That should be on the list.
I don't think it's really a shooter, though.
But you shoot dudes. and I enjoyed Shooting Dude. I enjoyed Shooting Dude.
Dead Island goes on this list too, then?
Yeah, exactly. Sure, why not? But I'm just Skyrim, okay. But I'm also saying, like, we want to talk about the crazy fucking weapons in Saints Row that made that game fun to play. You get a fucking Buster Cannon, like.
But I don't think it's a shooter.
Okay, it's by the same reasons you don't think it's a shooter. Uncharted is not a shooter.
Okay.
I'm just saying, like, you walk around an area and shoot.
Third-person cover-based shooter is not a shooter. Check. Noted. What? Got it, John. No, whatever dude, you say, man.
Dude, that you shoot dudes in Saints Row. Granted, you can run up to them, kick them in the nuts.
That's true.
But you can also
shoot dudes in Skyrim. So Skyrim is a shooter.
You can sort of. Hey, dude, we had this conversation before we started this. This as a category.
That's fine. I expect to run into this again with this nonsense.
I'm not saying Saints Row needs to be on there. I'm just saying this is why I don't really think Uncharted is all that great. It is very lackluster in the shooting category. I don't necessarily think it is a shooter at heart. I think it happens to be a shooter.
Okay.
I don't think that's where it
puts the competitive online mode is just.
Yeah, I think that's nonsense that doesn't need to be a thing.
Okay. I mean, it is fairly popular.
Yeah.
Compared to what?
There is a significant fan base who enjoys playing that game online competitively.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know.
I'm sure there's people that still play Brink.
I don't know if I go that far. Okay, so saying Uncharted 3 is not on this list for best shooter.
But okay, do you want to make a case to keep it on there?
I'm just saying maybe we want to wait and see if there's other things we want to get off first, like Dead Space 2. Great shooter.
I didn't play it. Looked pretty
best. Strange. Is it the best shooting game this year?
No, it is not.
Okay.
It's a big list, Griff.
I'm
willing to cut people pretty quick here.
Okay. Well, we did cut quite a bit already.
Left?
So right now we have Bulletstorm, Modern Warfare 3, Killzone 3, Gears of War 3, Red Faction Armageddon.
I don't think Modern Warfare 3 needs to be on that list either. Yeah, I did not enjoy that.
It's the same thing all the time, so I mean, 10 years ago would have been a great game.
Gosh. Nope. I think there's
first time you saw it, if you never played a Call of Duty game before in your life, because you would have
I think you're right. Like, it's just more of the same.
Yeah.
Follow guy shoot thing. I think 10 years ago, if I would have played Follow guy shoot thing, would still be upset. I don't care how amazing it looks. I don't. Visuals, I care not about. I can appreciate them, but ultimately, when that game comes down to I follow a guy and I shoot things, and then I get in a truck and I get driven around and shoot things,
mm-hmm.
I'm done playing
but,
this game.
But sometimes you can try to get ahead of guy.
Well, that is
all up.
Sometimes you're in a plane.
I feel like sometimes.
Yeah, zero gravity.
I feel like
sometimes you're playing as a dude with a camera.
I feel like there's a lot of games this year where it's a lot of fun to break the game. Like Skyrim and Modern Warfare and Dark Souls.
Killzone 3. Sad stay on this list.
That looked pretty cool.
I mean,
didn't actually play it, but
the shooting.
I never finished it, so.
Pretty good. I mean,
Melee kills were pretty awesome, but do those
knife a guy in the eye?
Do those have a place as part of this?
Sure.
When you're talking about shooter, probably not.
Melee kills, I think, is pretty inherent in shooter games, right?
Yeah, it is. And they do have probably some of the best melee kills. Of almost any of the shooters.
It had your obligatory stealth section, but yeah. I would say that it can probably be let go simply because of how on rails it became at the end. Like, the back half of that game was pretty much you're riding on this thing and you shoot this thing. Or you're running down this trench or corridor and you need to kill all these guys before you can move on to the next segment. If you mess up, then you have to restart at another horrible checkpoint. So I think Killzone 3 was really good, you know, but not good enough to be best shooter of this year. So that leaves us with a really weird list. That leaves us with Bulletstorm, Gears of War 3, and Red Faction Armageddon. Which, I played the demo for Red Faction Armageddon and didn't enjoy it.
Didn't enjoy it?
Wait. No.
What was the demo of it?
It was a level where you're shooting things with weird guns that they like explode. And
yeah, no, the weaponry in building that game things. Is unlike any other game, really.
Yeah.
I mean,
this isn't like Game Pro's coolest weapon of the year award. I'm talking like from 1993. Like, what is the best shooter?
Yeah. Well, I want to say Gears of War, but do I want to give that?
No, I think you're wrong.
That is not the best shooter by any means. I cannot accept that.
I cannot stand with you there.
Best part about Gears of War 3 was when Tom died. That's the best part about that game.
It is.
When Tom died, that's how we avoid spoilers.
Yeah.
No,
Bulletstorm is, I mean, very, very new thinking in the shooter genre, like something you've never played.
Bulletstorm made the first person shooter fun.
Yes.
And where it wasn't just dudes. Follow guy just, and shoot dude, aim down sight, shoot guy in head.
Yeah.
Have fun while you shoot guy.
Yeah.
Well, I think the challenges that are associated with playing, like going from point A to point B in the follows.
It's finding a way to like make you really enjoy.
Right. Combat puzzles have taken the next step from where it's like the Halo combat puzzle where you get into this location. It's like, how do I kill all these guys? They're trying to shoot me. Mm. How do I beat them? The puzzle is now, of course I can kill everybody, but how do I rack up the most points to secure my ability to kill people in the future?
Mm-hmm. Kill with skill.
Kill with skill.
Kick dude in nuts.
Yep. I think Bulletstorm definitely has to stay on here.
Up the poop chute.
I think Bulletstorm's a winner.
So yeah. Bulletstorm, Gears of War 3, and Red Faction Armageddon. Like
I don't know how I feel about that either.
I don't know how I feel about that. Is it really?
What would you rather have on there?
I don't know. We crossed so many off already. I don't know.
Give me a case for putting something else on there. I think those are three fine games to have on there. They were all fun to pull the trigger and shoot things. Like Gears of War, nothing gives you the satisfaction as walking up behind someone with a sawed-off shotgun and just blasting them into a bazillion chunks. Kill with skill is obviously something that's fun as hell, and there is no other game that I got to shoot fucking rainbows out of a unicorn's ass. And
I'm sorry.
That's true.
Wait, what?
That's true. There's that special weapon. Mr. Yeah. Toots.
Yep. You shot a rainbow out of a unicorn's ass. You just pulled its tail and it was like, yeah. And it demolished everything.
What are we talking about right now?
It's a Volition game. Remember, John? Still a Volition game.
All right.
I don't know. I mean, sure. Leave Red Faction Armageddon out here. Over Uncharted 3 or...
See, I didn't play those. Killzone,
Dead Space, or...
I will make a case for them not... Because, I've played Red Faction, and I know how much I don't really care for the shooting in those games, but at the same time, I would hear Killzone 3 over.
Well, I'm the only person that played Killzone 3 and really like.
I didn't play it all the way through. I played it though.
Not that great. Like it's good.
It's a shooter.
Yeah.
You shoot dudes.
It is in this category.
You shoot dudes in that game.
Well, I think it suffers from.
But okay. Is it? Are we speaking strictly on the fact that it's a shooter, or it's just the best game in which there happens to be shooting? Because if we want to approach it from that angle, I will.
No, it can't be the best game which happens to have shooting in it. That's a stupid.
Well, I'm saying
every single game.
It's every game.
No, what I'm saying.
Then it's Skyrim.
Right.
Yeah.
Again. Exactly. Skyrim goes back on the list because of shooting. They were shooting in Bastion. So now we need to have shooting.
I mean, put Batman Arkham Asylum.
Yeah.
You shoot a batarang.
Assassin's Creed. There are guns in that.
You have a wrist gun.
Yeah.
I wouldn't define any of those games as shooters.
No. I will, you know, I'm okay with this list, but I didn't play any of those games. If you would like to take Red Faction off and put something else on there.
But I'm saying, okay, I guess all I'm asking, are we taking only the shooting in the game into consideration, or do you take other factors in there?
If you're taking only the shooting in the game, then Gears of War should win, because it's the most crisp It is so crisp and clean. Active reloading, you know, making them go on the ground, your choice of executing this person how you see fit.
How many ways can I execute them?
One.
There's 40 executions.
Based on what weapon you have, right? Exactly. So that's really not anything. Like, whereas
it's not a super
the
choice,
shooting of Bulletstorm is the crux of that game.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
It is what is that game.
Yeah.
The shooting in Bulletstorm is what defines that game.
Yeah.
And it is shooting dudes in interesting manners.
Yeah. I mean, I think we know what wins this. I think we just...
don't know how.
You know what, Ryan? Like, I'm not disputing whether or not, like, because, yo, I enjoy playing Gears of War because I think the shooting in that game is pretty good. But do I really think I had more fun playing Gears of War and shooting dudes in that setting, or shooting dudes with style in Bulletstorm?
Well, I think the difference is Ryan's attachment to the Gears of War multiplayer, whereas there's no parallel for Bulletstorm. Like, you really enjoy the fact that you can roll up on another guy and shoot him with a shotgun and obliterate him.
Yeah.
And then somebody in the world is like, no! Like, a real person out there is like, ah! Whereas Bulletstorm, there's none of that.
And
getting a headshot with a sniper rifle and just seeing the body stand there and the head is just gone. Like, you know.
Yeah.
But I am okay with Bulletstorm.
But you didn't enjoy piloting a bullet into somebody's ass.
No, I totally did.
Because I did.
I enjoyed doing that.
I really did.
Yep.
I think there is a clear winner here.
Just bounce that guy into the air and pilot that bullet straight into his crotch.
And then into another dude.
And then into another dude. Yep. See? This is why that game wins.
Yeah, even competitively, like the high score chase thing.
Yeah, Echoes thing. Yeah.
Although it was really flat and
it didn't last
just
very
the high
long,
score
but
chase.
It's, yeah, that's all it is. It's just
it's still awesome.
Thing. But I enjoyed doing that because it's
just thinking like, how did he do that? How did he kill those
exactly.
people?
It's just like min maxing your the speed and taking out dudes and like
how to
cheese
this situation to get the most points out of this stuff. Like,
with what weapons?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did we just give it to Duke Nukem and say fuck?
Yeah, just be ironic.
Hail to the king, baby.
The best worst game.
I mean, Resistance 3.
How was the shooting in Duke Nukem, Griff?
It was okay.
Shot some dudes.
It was unremarkable. I would say that Resistance 3 was pretty good because of how the weapons leveled up.
Because I'll hear this guy. I mean, it's a what's it game?
Insomniac game.
Yeah,
where if you use a weapon enough, then it takes on different properties.
Yeah.
Problem with that is, you didn't really notice those properties.
All right. Well, then probably not.
This bullet now becomes on fire when you shoot guys.
Sweet.
It's like, well, first of all, it never told me that it switched to that mode, and when I shoot dudes, they sure don't look like they're on fire.
Doesn't look like he's on fire, but
yeah. What do you guys think?
Do you really have that much of a hard time not having or having Red Faction on there? Like, you just did not enjoy shooting things in that game?
I didn't play it, so I had nothing to stand on here. That sounds a little weird to me to have that on there, but
I mean, I don't understand how Red Faction would be on here as a great shooter, and Uncharted 3 would not be. Or
my thing is, of the things that I enjoyed in Uncharted 3, shooting dudes is not the thing I enjoyed doing in that game.
Really?
Yeah.
Not in the least.
No. Dude, it just, again, because it goes back to that stupid problem of, like, there are way too many dudes shooting at me, and I'm shooting at way too many dudes. It just got old.
Okay.
There's nothing interesting about shooting dudes.
Okay. So the shooting aspect of Uncharted 3 is
not
what you hated the most.
I did, really, dude. Did you enjoy shooting dudes in that game?
I would say it would be the biggest flaw of like what is hindering you in the progression of that game. So sure, like there needs to be some refinement there. But it's still pretty good.
How do you really
remember? Remember when you're climbing that boat? And you are like,
then you're doing the dark void,
yeah, like, vertical thing. Cover.
No, I did not pretty like awesome. That. I did not like that at all.
Oh man, I enjoyed that bit.
I was just like, what is going on that right was now? Great. It's so fucking weird. Vertical cover.
Remember when you were super messed up on all those
psychotropic drugs, and you had to kill the genie devil, the djinns that like exploded half
exploding djinn.
Yeah,
well, you would like kill dudes and then they turn into djinns and then they would like freak out and throw fireballs at you, and wow, just fond memories of that nonsense.
Fuck it, whatever. Whatever. Red Faction Armageddon,
just giving it,
somehow makes it onto this list because their shooting is more interesting than any other games.
I if the weapons made me feel like I just wanted to continue to shoot things, and that's what a shooter should do.
That's fine. Okay. Like,
I'll take that.
Sure, fine. Because I keep sitting here trying to think, did I actually enjoy shooting dudes in Crysis? I didn't. And that's what that comes. I enjoyed customizing my weapons and tweaking them, but.
No, at the end of Red Faction, after you
didn't enjoy shooting dudes.
One of the best parts I've had all year is getting all these super guns at the end and just shooting like this laser that blows up everything. And you got to lock onto it, hold down, and then annihilation. Like one of the most satisfying shooting aspects all year for me.
Okay.
It's fine.
It's fine. I don't want to then bring in Saints Row into fun shooting things. If you want to talk about the funness of shooting things,
That needs to be talked about. That's what a shooter is.
I mean, there's Predator missiles in that game.
Yeah,
you get them in the third level.
Yeah.
Oh, not level four.
Like get them within 30 minutes of playing the game.
Yeah, it's like the first. Yeah, it's like the first 30 minutes.
Exploding bullets.
Exploding bullets. You get a sonic boom gun.
Yeah, just disintegrating dudes.
Does Guile give it to you?
No.
Kind of. A military plane does, so it's possible.
No.
You dropped it off?
Yeah.
There's a buster cannon.
I mean, the fact that by the end of the game, you have upgraded yourself such that you don't have to reload, you have unlimited ammo, and you don't take damage from anything anymore.
Yeah.
You aren't acquiring unstoppable weapons.
You can't.
You are just unstoppable.
You are an unstoppable weapon.
Also,
your fists become bullets.
Yeah, you make people explode.
You shoot fists at people.
Well,
you fist people.
You fist people.
Can you double fist them?
Yep.
Sure. And you can dual wield
fists.
What you can dual wield pistols and SMGs and
Predator missiles.
No,
there's laser shotguns.
There are laser shotguns.
What? It shoots out lots of lasers.
Laser rifles and laser shotguns. Dude, there were laser shotguns in Fallout 3, so...
Yeah.
There's laser shotguns.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That was one of the weird expansions.
Yeah.
There's laser weapons in you don't know about this,
but there were laser shotguns in that game.
Forget it.
Just go play the pit.
If you would like to take off Red Faction and put Saints Row...
Kind of tempted now.
Now, see?
When you drop that airstrike and it makes the Transformers noise... Does the no? It makes like the slow down and something really big is happening.
Distorting. I also noticed like the aliasing that happens with the shock or the sonic boom gun that you were talking about, where it gets that color distortion thing.
Okay.
And I don't mind it as much as everybody else is making it out to be a big deal.
What is happening?
Okay, so we were talking about the weird like. Color distortion issue that exists in that game, like on a technical level, like people have been
Saints Row.
Yeah, did you not see it?
No. What are you talking about?
When you use the shockwave gun, sonic boom gun, it like hurts the game. Like it, they say, like shit in the game just looks like it's not.
I never ran into it.
But it's only for a brief second. It just is hurting the way the game looks.
I feel like there's a lot of physics going on in that moment, and it kind of takes a dip. But I don't really remember that being a noticeable thing.
Oh, yeah, it's very, very minimal. But yeah, I just remember us sort of talking about this. I swear to God, it was on like the last podcast we did.
It's possible. I don't remember. It's a long time ago. Oh, you mean yesterday and day two?
Yep. Oh man.
Fine. I would much rather put on Saints Row 3 than.
That was good.
For best shooter action adventure.
Sounds good. If it makes you feel like you want to keep shooting things, then that's what a shooter needs.
There's that like rapid fire cluster grenade gun thing too.
Yeah, TMG or something like that.
Yeah, there's the minigun, the flamethrower.
Yeah, there's all those extra weapons.
There's also like the RC gun.
Yep.
That lets you radio control like everything.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of shooting that happens in that game.
Well, there you have it. There's the list.
Right. Bulletstorm, best shooter of 2011. Please make another one.
Yes, please. Yes.
Okay. Last question or last award of the day. Trend to end 2011. This being things that have been happening over the course of the year that we're seeing as common.
John's got one.
And things that need to stop. So, our list right now is North on North, Nolan North being in video games where he is talking to Nolan North.
Yeah.
Zombies, HD remakes, motion controls, 3D, online passes, pre-orders, day one DLC.
And I think we need to add on there that I don't want to see any more Riot Shields in games, at least for a while.
Okay.
I've just...
Down with the Riot
between
Shields,
between Uncharted... Just Saints
in general,
Row.
I'm tired of Riot Shields.
I just Riot Shields, or I mean, I guess to the same extent, just enemies that are over armored, and like that is your way to make them more difficult. It's just like, just put this massive helmet on this dude so that you can't shoot him as well.
Isn't that part of what makes it a game? Is like it ratchets up the challenge and makes you do something different. Like with a Riot Shield guy, like you have to change your tactics so you're not just hiding back and headshotting guys. Like you have to move and change cover, and
it just becomes obnoxious at some point. It just becomes obnoxious.
Use your grenade or shoot him in the feet.
Have grenades.
No, I know where you're coming from. I used to be one of those obnoxious people that would get bored and just start Riot Shielding everything.
See? I don't want to see another Riot Shield.
I don't have a problem with. I find them irritating, but I think that they're necessary.
They're that necessary evil.
Yeah, they need. It's just another way to change up gameplay.
Yeah,
but I think it's overplayed.
Like what I think is overplayed is this year giant dudes. Like, giant muscle men who may be wearing a ton of armor or who are super muscular and don't die from bullets.
Because this is, a symptom that exists in Saints Row and in Uncharted and possibly other things. It's just like, it's going to throw a ton of these big dudes at you and it just gets really contrived because you just do it over and over and over.
I would rather face the giant big dude than the very small, quick person. That's me personally.
Nah.
I don't know.
The very, very agile, quick ninja. Usually tougher to bring down than the big giant guy.
Okay, well, whatever. So
yeah, you can take it off with
that. Giant dudes.
Giant dudes. And also, I mean,
if this is a trend that is going to keep going forward, I'm a little tired of it already.
Well, because, I mean, like, last couple of years, we also had the, last couple of years, we've also had this problem with, like, tanks being in Left 4 Dead and those being obnoxious.
Yeah, but that
like, those
was
are
kind
done,
of...
Those are done a little bit better, and they're not as repetitive.
Right.
But then we move into now where, like, your big change-up is going to be this big dude that you fight in Uncharted 3, and it's like, that's cool, but then it stops being cool when I have to do it, like... in every chapter of the game.
Sure. Need a little bit more variance.
Yeah.
Yeah. I want to say that there was something in Killzone with guys like that too. Probably. Giant super armored Hellgas guys.
Could be.
Sounds right. Probably is in there. Forget. Well, other trends. So, yeah. Zombies.
Zombies? I could live without a zombie game for another 2 years. At least.
You know there's going to be many.
Yeah.
What about The Last of Us?
Yeah. I mean, it's... I can't stop it, but I'm just saying.
Tired of zombies.
I don't want to see any more mutated creatures.
The zombies are so 2009.
I'm fairly certain that like every major game this year had some sort of zombie in it. I mean, Uncharted didn't.
Modern Warfare 3?
Just a secret mission against zombies. Yeah, okay, that's not in there too. Well, I mean, the dudes you're shooting could very well be zombies.
You don't know that. You don't see any of their masks.
That's true. There was those zombies.
Aren't they all? They aren't even masks.
Aren't they all just zombies?
That's right, political zombies. yeah, I'm tired of zombies. I'm so freaking tired of zombies. Unless it's Saints Row doing zombies.
Yeah, because there was just the right amount of zombie in that game.
Yeah. HD remakes. How are we feeling about that?
It's not horrible.
I really don't have a problem.
I like some
with
games
them.
Being remade that I'd like to play.
They don't actively hurt me.
Yeah.
I just.
You can continue to make this.
Yeah, that's not too big of a problem yet.
No. Yet.
Got our eye on you, HD remake.
Just keep it tame.
Motion controls. Right. Are we tired of motion controls?
Again, I'm not tired of it because it doesn't super affect me.
Really? As the person who purchased all of them?
As the person who owns all of the motion controls.
Yeah, I'm okay with that because I didn't purchase anything. So that can go. I feel like that can go because it's not taken over to the point where it's the only thing available.
But aren't you worried that maybe motion controls are going to become a bigger thing in the future?
No. I think it's going to go back to the way it was.
Yeah.
If it becomes a bigger thing in the future, I'm set.
I'm. You don't know. What do you if you have to get your Wii Motion Plus add-on to your Kinect? Kinect Pro.
Kinect Pro.
You get two cameras.
A Wii Motion Plus for my Kinect.
Get two Kinect cameras.
Yeah, you get your PlayStation. What is it? The PlayStation
Move
HD.
The Waggle.
That's what PlayStation Move HD, Kinect Pro, and
all of
Wii
them.
U.
All of it.
Wii U too. Wii U Plus.
I don't. You know, motion control things are fine. They're not hurting anybody right now.
So Nolan North in video games.
That's
talking to Nolan North.
Getting a little obnoxious. I like Nolan North and all, but and
get
I
another
like
actor.
And I like hearing Nolan North in video games.
I think that guy is great.
But the moment, like,
with a voice so memorable, he shouldn't be talking to himself.
Exactly.
More Nolan North in every video game.
That's fine.
Less Nolan North talking to himself.
Yeah, exactly. There's no reason that a person with that voice that's that distinct should be. Did you hear the part about how essentially in Uncharted 3, Nolan North talks to Nolan North?
No.
I mean, he does and he doesn't. Because, you know, the agent that's about to shoot young Drake?
Okay.
That's Nolan North.
Weird. But that's not him.
It's not him.
So.
It's not him talking.
That's a level of Nolan North talking to Nolan North that I think is great.
It's just weird. He gives a fake British accent when he does it too. It's
that man has got a lot of depth.
Mm-hmm.
Penguin.
Mm-hmm.
All the personality spheres.
Apparently there were some people that was very upset with his like weird like penguin cockney kind of talk.
I didn't hear.
Apparently
people can go chill out.
Yeah.
That's all I have to say.
Apparently there were British people in the room when he was doing this and they were all fine with it, so.
Okay, now we're going to get into the really gritty bits here.
Nitty gritty bits.
Online passes.
Online passes, I think, are stupid, and those can stop, but they're not going to.
Boo.
Online passes. Not online passes being like, you need to have this to be able to play online modes, like competitive games, buying it day one. Does this need to end?
Yes. Needs to end. I'm already paying $60 for a product, and it's not even a full product.
But it is. Like, no. You just get a code with it that then means you can play online.
Then don't push it. Like, but you have to pay for that code.
No, you don't. No. Not if you buy it for $60.
If you buy it used, you have to pay for that code.
Right. If you buy it for $60 when it comes out, then you can use that code to go online and play online. And the argument for saying, like, well, what if this person doesn't have the ability to get that code online, then that's not the case, because online, specifically EA Online Pass, and the Online Pass thing is like, you play online, it cuts out the multiplayer, because you're not paying for this game for the full price. Project $10. I'm okay with online passes as they are right now.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, it doesn't...
Worried about them? Yes.
A little, I mean, as to what they could become in the future, but I'm more concerned about, like, the Catwoman day one DLC stuff is what makes me uneasy.
Mm-hmm.
That's, I mean, online passes, I'm okay to let that one slide because...
Okay.
It's fine. Like, you buy your content on day one and you pay full price for it, or not even day one, you pay full price for a new game and support that thing, and you get it, then you have the ability to play everything that's there. If you don't do that and you still want to play online, you can pay $10 that's going to go directly back to those people and get that content again. There is no hurt to the consumer there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think. I mean, the only bad side of it is, like, now I have to enter in this freaking code, and why couldn't I just, like, scan it in using my PlayStation Eye or QR?
So not everybody has PlayStation Eye.
Or why can't I, you know...
Why don't I have the option?
Could it be attached to the disc somehow as like a one-time read file, or I don't know, some magic that associates with your Xbox or PlayStation? pre-orders, though. How are we feeling about pre-order bonuses? How was Batman this year?
I don't know, Griff.
Freaking mess.
How much did you like your skins?
I don't know, I didn't use them.
I
gave it to you.
I used it. Yeah, I don't need to do that ever again.
Pretty much over pre-orders at this point.
Yeah, I kind of agree.
Stop asking me.
Yeah. Although, did you go pre-order your...
Amazon.
Yeah? Robot Dog.
That's what I'm more...
Brick and mortar stuff.
What's that?
I'm more annoyed with going in to get a game and then forcibly throwing something down my throat. Like, why don't you pre-order this and this and this and this and this and this and this, this?
Well, I'll go to a different location then.
Yeah.
Right. Go to a different place if that really bothers you. There's plenty of other game purchasing locations.
Yeah.
So convenient. But.
Best Buy is close too.
It's not the pre-ordering that is the issue. It's the pre-order bonuses.
Yeah. It's the stuff that is locked out of the game if you don't pre-order it from. Like, so Rage, since I didn't pre-order it, I didn't have access to, like, these special shotguns or... Yeah.
Well, and I think it's becoming worse.
Forgot to put Rage on Best Shooter List.
But it's weird. Like, I think in some regards it's getting worse, and I think in other regards it's just getting stupid. Because, like, what was the pre-order bonus for Portal 2? Sweet Roll Cage for...
Yeah. You want a sweet Roll Cage for your multiplayer thing so you can show it off?
Yeah.
What was a pre-order bonus for Modern Warfare 3?
Nothing.
That's good.
Because people are going to buy it anyway.
Exactly. Exactly.
I mean, I'm not really opposed to pre-orders as long as they aren't keeping me out of content for the game.
Right. Because
you got, like, the Batman thing where it's like, okay, well, if you want all these different outfits and bonus challenge rooms, like, you have to go to these 7 different retailer locations to get all this.
But and it just it just becomes competitive and aggravating because it's just like,
now I'm out of content.
Yeah, I want that other content, but
yeah,
I can only buy one. Like, it would be absurd to buy 7 copies of Batman just so you can have all.
I mean, and it's all superficial nonsense. Like,
it is too
most of the time. But like when you have Mortal Kombat, and it's like, well, if you don't pre-order it from GameStop, you don't have access to this fatality.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of messed up.
Yep.
Part of what that game is, you can't have it.
And then usually, like, down the road, like, they start selling that stuff out.
Sure.
But at the same time, like, I've already been playing the game, and I just don't
want to. Does that bring you back to it?
It doesn't. So I'll agree that probably needs to stop happening.
Okay.
It just is. It's just. It's confusing the market.
What about Catwoman?
What about Catwoman?
Ooh. Day one DLC.
I don't.
I mean, we've had a pretty intense discussion on this already.
I'm not too upset by it, but I haven't been screwed over like you.
I haven't been screwed over either. Like I
ultimately, no, I wasn't screwed over with it. I just think that's a shady bit of business.
Mm-hmm. It's really crappy. Like, I think that Catwoman thing and, like, DLC that locks you out from content because you didn't...
And then continues to slam you in the face.
Like, I would say that
don't have it.
That is probably the dirtiest thing that happened all year with this Catwoman nonsense. And with the whole GameStop being on board with mm-hmm. it. And all that just absolute garbage situation. Like,
yeah, I would...
Just how catastrophic that is as to what could happen in the future. Right. Like, it just, if I Game Informer did this really like whimsical piece where they said like where one of their writers was saying like
here's
the future of day one downloadable content. Like it's gonna be in the Gears of War 4 game.
Yeah.
It's gonna be extra bro-y if you don't buy it on day one. And if you buy it on day one, the story gets unlocked and it actually becomes good.
Yeah. Nonsense.
So did
you listen to their thing, their talk about it?
Yeah, I did.
And how
a lot of people's responses were like, "Oh my god, this sounds like it's totally plausible."
Right, but then like they make a good case where it's just like you know, it starts off as stupid stuff in Dragon Age where you know I get access to a fancy. Shopping mall thing that
don't need it,
not a big deal,
it's cool but I don't
whatever
need it.
But then you get promised Catwoman and then they take Catwoman away from you kind of unless you buy a brand new
took her away from me
then you still have it but so like
so John if you had been told you get the Black Emporium and then it's like no it's just a day one thing you would have been just as mad about it as you are about Catwoman.
I feel like it's different because with Dragon Age 2, if you were to sit there and say, it's going to be a sweet Black Emporium in there, you're really going to want to play that. It doesn't have the same kind of luster as, like...
It's loot, man.
It's sweet loot, but at the same time, I was sort of expecting there would be sweet loot in Dragon Age.
What about the Shale character from Dragon Age 1? With, like, if you buy a stable, you get this new character.
Right, but I mean, yes, that is also another thing that just, like, It's all in that same vein, but the way this starts to go is it's like it can be bigger and bigger and bigger things that they start siphoning away from it just because you're not buying a brand new.
Right.
Also, the other thing is like maybe I don't want to buy Batman right now. Maybe I don't have the money to shell out for Batman. And a few years down the road, oh hey, Batman's $10. I want to go buy Batman. And maybe now I don't actually have a way of getting this code.
Yeah, because that's the more shocking thing is if
because it's not on the disc.
If it's locked down server side and it goes away at some point.
Yeah.
What if I want that content?
And that content's not available. Because they can't just have dozens of these things eating up server space somewhere. Like sure. They have to drop it off at some point.
Well, I mean,
like, can I go pick up Halo 2 and get the map packs for that still? Maybe.
I don't think that it's like you have a 30 million copies of Catwoman on a server somewhere and there's only 10 left.
It's not like it's like shelf space. It's just like at some point, like they're not going to keep Catwoman hanging out there for 10 years. They're going to roll into, you know, they're eventually going to move into a new branch of systems and some of this stuff's going to drop off. But if I still have my Xbox 360.
You guys want to go and play NBA 2K 2007?
But
you can't.
You get what I'm saying. Like, maybe I want to enjoy Catwoman at some point, but it's part of the game that gets locked out for me.
In terms of future things that may continue to go down the slippery slope and become more, like, egregious, like, problems for video game players, mm-hmm. I think this definitely should stay. Because it is huge.
Yeah.
It is... it is bad, right? Like, the Catwoman thing is bad, and stuff that's happened in the past is concerning. And it's the Catwoman situation with saying, here's Catwoman, and then saying, okay, it's downloadable, and then it's linked to the stuff. Like, it's all just done in bad form. Like, it's not like the first time that's happened. It's just really poorly executed, which brings this to light, to think, like, oh, God, maybe if I'm paying for this, it should either all be on this, all be on the cloud, or it should all be on the disc. Like,
yeah,
if I want my downloadable game, I want it completely downloadable and access to it at all times, or I want it on a hard physical disc that I have everything in it already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I don't... Because...
I mean, even if I own it, like, so what if I own, Batman? So here's the other weird side of it. It's like, okay, let's say I own Batman, and I put the disc in, and I lose my PlayStation, and everything crashes.
Yeah.
And...
You don't have that Batman code anymore.
Do I recover my profile and it stays on my profile? Like, is it there?
Is it in your PSN download history? Hopefully.
Or does the code go specifically with this PlayStation? Like, is it linked with this PlayStation and not this user account?
Yeah, it's just, the fact that it's...
Like, there's a total...
It's like you're getting an incomplete product.
It's like the DRM for music or something from like Amazon or iTunes, where it's like you can only share this song 3 times and then it becomes unplayable or shareable. Mm-hmm. You can only have your iTunes on 5 computers, so when I have 2 computers crash and I can't deauthorize them, then now I can only change that twice. Mm-hmm. And then I have to just like, here's the thing of it. Treating people like criminals who are not before they are criminals is not how... is not how you should treat your consumers. Like, the people who pay for your products and who give your company life should not be treated like criminals.
Right. Right.
I mean, that's not how that works.
Right. It's just like the PSN thing where someone made the comment of, like, we should all just be trusting good consumers. Like, that's...
No, you shouldn't.
We should not.
Your rights as a consumer should be withheld and you should push for them. So... Write your congressperson.
I'm already I'm already spending enough money on your game. Like, I'm completely willing to spend the money. Stop jerking me around.
PlayStation,
here.
Sony, I am not a thief. I am paying you for PlayStation Plus, which is a bullshit service.
Yeah.
I'm not going to steal from you, okay?
Exactly. Also,
trust me, man. I'm not just playing the long con here.
Also, more of the nonsense of just like, I told you this about, before, where. Like, Microsoft threatened to turn off my Xbox Live just because my credit card expired.
Really? Even though you had
Even
all
Even though
those...
I'm paid out until March.
Huh.
Like, my Xbox Live doesn't expire until March.
So that's another one.
Why do they really care that much about...
Is it time that... should we put on subscription services here?
Sure.
I mean...
Sure. Because, I mean, now there's the stupid fucking Call of Duty Elite that... people get to pay for, and that's not the
I mean,
cost,
Halo
the cost
Waypoint
to,
was a free service,
yeah,
right,
which is fine. I'll sign up for
Call
free.
Duty Elite is the exact same service,
mm-hmm.
with the exception of having tournaments and
costs,
real life prizes.
It costs you money. Well, you can do a free account for Elite, can't you?
You can, you absolutely can, but I don't think you get the real life prizes or you have access to certain tournaments. But then it's also not working, so
yeah.
I mean, has there been a tournament yet? It's like the...
Yeah.
I don't know. It's, you know, paying $60 a month for Xbox Live that went up to $60 a month.
Just because. Green is a very expensive color to produce.
We have to have more servers here now because we're more popular.
We
got to
buy another server.
We're more popular and we're getting more money in from people. So we need to charge people more money to maintain... that
more,
stuff.
We need more money for the more money.
Also, the fact that, like, okay, so if you're paying for Netflix and you have an Xbox, you can't watch Netflix on your Xbox unless you are paying for Xbox Live Gold membership.
It's like, it's the weird thing of, like, I own a PlayStation, all of these things are free.
Exactly.
Even if you own a Wii, all of these things are free.
Yep.
Yeah, granted.
If you own a computer.
Yeah, these things... are free.
You've paid for this stuff already. You're not paying. You're not paying Microsoft or Apple or whatever the company that sell you this thing is, or Linux, the ability to be using their front end all the time.
Right.
Like, you've already made those payments. Like, you've paid that cost in when you purchase this device. It's like, I paid $600 for my PlayStation 3, so therefore I've paid for my flat rate to be able to use all your services.
Right. It just doesn't make any sense to me that I always felt like I'm like being double dipped into. Like, there's more money coming out of my pocket for some reason that's not completely clear to me.
Yeah.
Nickel and dime and everyone.
I mean, and then when you have a service like Steam, which is completely free.
Mm-hmm. I don't pay money to have
There's
that.
No ads.
I just buy it.
The only ads are for their own games.
When they go on sale, like, all EA games, 20% off. Like,
right.
Just, that's not even an ad. That's just...
And then you have something like Xbox Live, which you're paying for.
And still there's shit all over
littered
that thing
with ads. Like, you did when we were playing around with the Kinect, and it was like, search for Halo or something or whatever you did a search for, and then every like three units on the list of things that came up would be an advertisement for the Halo Reach map pack is out.
Yeah.
Halo Anniversary.
Hey, go buy Game Fuel.
Yeah.
Great.
Check out these Scions.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and like PlayStation sunglasses. Has a little bit of advertising in it. I mean, but never anything that it like feels like it's out of place. Like, their advertising is like, subscribe to Core.
I don't know. It's a little bit advertising, but again, it's not as.
Here are some other Sony products you might be interested in.
It's not as in my face as it is with Xbox, where every single window I look at, I feel like I'm being sold something.
Sure.
Whereas, like, with PlayStation, when my PlayStation boots up, I see that, like, their little news stream thing that'll show, like...
Which you can tell that to not be there anymore.
Yeah, you can tell it to go away. Like, you don't have to see that. It also, honestly, is not a huge inconvenience to me, because it's not hard to move away from it.
I mean, and then the thing is, the reason why I'm okay with paying for the PlayStation Plus services is because every month you get discounts on things, and you do get free things, which are taken away once your membership expires. But it's like the discounted things aren't going to go once you purchase those. And like the fact that if you get this game for free through this service, I mean, they're more of like novelties. Like, oh, cool, I can try this out, and I have this game for free. It's not like a huge major game that. You know, you want to hang on to and have it be a part of your collection, even if it's digital. And then, I mean, the other thing is the cloud save and the automatic updates. I am more than happy to pay $7 a month to have my PlayStation download all the patches for me. When I put in a game and it says, hey, would you like this to save automatically and push it into the cloud? I say yes, And then when I turn my PlayStation on the next day, and it's like, hey, we just uploaded all this save data, and we downloaded the newest PlayStation patch. All you have to do is sign the user agreement. It's going to install. Also, patch that game and that other game. Those patches are there. It's all taken care of. And I'm like, yes, finally, PlayStation. Now I don't have to wait for those annoying load times to download all this stuff and install. It's like, it's all taken care of itself when I'm not playing it.
Mm-hmm. But the only weird thing is, I'll say, like, I'm pretty sure you don't have to have Xbox Live Gold to do that on an Xbox. Like, the downloads in the background, or the
cloud. Well, nothing downloads while it's sleeping.
The Xbox?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it does.
Downloads patches while it's asleep for games?
It will download anything that I put in that download queue while it's asleep.
But it won't... It won't automatically update all your games, so when you turn it on, you don't have to tell it to download.
No, it will not automatically update.
That's what PlayStation Plus does.
That is fantastic.
So when I play a game and it says, hey, there's the newest patch out, do you want to update it? And I say no, and I play that game for a couple hours, and then I turn it off, and I go back to it again. It's like, I just downloaded this patch since you haven't been playing. Is that cool? I'm like, yes. High five.
That sounds great. That actually sounds worth like the $7 a month. But Does it also do where, like, you could start downloading a demo and put your PlayStation into sleep mode and it will continue to download?
Don't know. Never tried it. Never tried it.
I know the Xbox will do that, which is nice, but...
Also, I have my stuff to just automatically turn off after so much time. So no, fair enough. I'll let it sit there and download and then walk away. Fair but enough. Subscriptions...
Yeah, back to this.
Majority of the time are awful.
Yeah, I agree. Because you're not really incentivizing me enough to really want to give you money.
Right. I mean, what services do I have access to that I'm paying for? The ability to play demos?
Yeah.
Cross-game chat?
Yeah, cross-game chat.
Access to a bunch of features that I have to pay for those features?
Already, like Netflix and HBO Go.
Yeah. I'm sick of this.
Yeah.
I am sick of this.
No.
I mean, again, $60 a month or a year, not terrible. Not awful.
It's not awful. It could still be 50. That would be nice, but...
Yeah.
Because I did not understand that rate hike.
It's going to be 70 next year.
With how much is too much?
Okay, so I think we can take zombies off this, because... Although that trend needs to go away and zombies are getting really freaking annoying and uninteresting, maybe there's somebody who can do something good. Like every year where we have to suffer through a glut of crappy zombie games, there's always one like shining beacon of good zombie action. Like,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you guys don't remember this, but in 2008 or 2009 when everybody was getting so... I think it was 08 or 09. Everybody was getting so fed up with zombie stuff, and then World of Warcraft did their zombie thing where the entire world was infected with zombies.
I do not remember.
It was like
this.
A weird, like, just couple week long event that happened. It was awesome. It was great. It was like, oh man, zombies pretty cool. Like, I thought about going and playing it.
Wow, I don't remember this.
You know. Maybe The Last of Us will be awesome and zombies.
It could be.
You know what? Maybe Resident Evil 6 is going to be great. Zombie pandas.
And back to zombies.
Unlikely, but all right.
Maybe there'll be more.
Sure.
Leon S.
Maybe there'll be some Scott zombies in Max Payne 3.
Sure. Yeah. Motion controls, we're okay with letting that slide because it's not terribly offensive yet.
Not yet.
Okay.
When it gets.
How about 3D?
Yeah, I can do without 3D. I don't think it's hurting anybody, but
it's already sliding off.
I think the thing is, it's just trying to be forced down my throat too much. I just really don't give a shit.
I mean, it's another one of those where it's like, hey, 3D, we've got our eye on you because if you're pulling away from quality of the product, that's what concerns me. Like forced multiplayer, like tacked on multiplayer.
Yeah.
Like Dead Space 2 multiplayer, remember that? Yeah, Bulletstorm multiplayer. All those kind of seem a little unnecessary. So, get rid of that one. How about, John, you had said 60 frames per second is something that one of us says 60 frames per second. Locking that frame rate down.
Yeah.
60.
Yeah. I just think this should be more of a standard now, where it's like games that are not meeting up to a certain quality, especially when a lot of people nowadays own nice TVs and want to see things in high definition, and these systems like to tout it. I just don't.
I think that a high definition should come second to 60 FPS.
Yeah.
Not having drop frames is more important than having it look beautiful and blown out.
Right.
HD.
I want my games to not hit that chug. Like, I want
to
see.
Unless I'm trying to do it.
Right.
Unless I'm playing Crackdown 2 and I'm blowing the entire city up.
Yeah, just stuff everywhere. Unless I'm trying to watch like 100 cheese wheels roll down the side of a hill.
Yeah.
That's when I want to see a game go, oh, so many physics. Oh.
So does that stay on the list, or is
we
it?
Can,
are we?
I mean, we
I mean
probably,
is there not too much an offense?
I mean,
of it
it's
yet?
Not terribly offensive. Okay. It just, you know, it's a direction that needs to be moved into.
I mean, I think that the list that we have right now is pretty good. It's, you know, hey, there's Nolan North is a great guy and a great voice actor, but let's get a little more diversity.
Mm-hmm.
not that he shouldn't be in games, but he shouldn't be talking to himself anymore. Like this.
Yeah.
That's just an in-joke.
I draw the line.
Last year with Mafia 2, that should have been like the wake-up call as to this is a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Subscription services. That stays on the list.
That stays.
Yeah. And day one DLC.
It stays.
Stays. What do we think is the biggest problem?
The DLC, I think, is the biggest potential problem.
I think I'm okay with that. That Catwoman has exposed a lot of issues. Don't want to see this going anywhere forward with legitimate customers being blocked out of content because they're treated like they are going to be pirates.
Mm-hmm.
So, the trend that needs to end in 2011 is day one DLC.
Yep.
Not in terms of like, how to phrase that. It's day one DLC that it is, and a code that,
yeah,
that's that new purchase day one DLC.
Yeah, it's restricted. Sort of.
Yeah. I guess day one kind of implies that with saying that you have to purchase the game new on day one to get that downloadable content.
New game only DLC.
Yeah, there you go. All right, well, I guess that's it for day three of Boss Rail Radio's awards. Best writing goes to Portal 2. Best 3DS remake goes to Legend of Zelda Ocarina of Time 3DS. Best world is the world of Elder Scrolls V Skyrim. Best competitive multiplayer experience is Gears of War 3. Best shooter goes to Bulletstorm. And trend that needs to end is new game day one purchases or DLC game purchases that have day one DLC attached to them. However, we figure out how to phrase that.
Okay.
Sweet. You guys know for the final game of the year discussion. Final.